Good morning. I'm Bill Radke. You've heard of financial literacy, right? Or media literacy? What about health literacy? Are you able to get and understand basic health information? Can you use that information to make smart decisions about your care? Because now that more people have access to health care, the next step is figuring out how to use it. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna reports there is a big push to help people make the most of their coverage.
For many people new to health insurance, the first step is choosing a primary care doctor. Matt Lane is 22 years old. He'd always been covered under his mother's health plan. Now he's married and has his own health insurance. When it was time to choose a doctor, he had no preferences. His wife, though, wanted a doctor who could speak her language. She's from China.
We chose a doctor that speaks Mandarin, so it makes it a lot easier for her.
Choosing a doctor is a very personal matter. Some people make their choice based on the doctor's training or philosophy of care, and those factors are important. But another thing to consider is the doctor's team, says Matt Handley. Handley is medical director at Group Health.
Whether it's a physician assistant, nurse practitioner, or a partner doctor, what are the arrangements for after-hours care for the clinic? What is the options to talk to your doctor or a nurse 24/7? So what are the supports that the practice provides?
Handley says it's also good to know whether the clinic has a secure website that allows patients to ask questions or access medical records. That's one feature Lane liked. His wife recently saw her doctor at Group Health and was given a prescription.
An hour after her appointment, we were able to go online and it was already in her system and it had instructions on how to take it and some information about it. So it was updated pretty quickly, and so that was a pretty good feeling.
Once you pick a doctor, schedule a checkup. Handley says don't wait for an emergency to happen.
I think the ideal thing is to meet when the tyranny of the urgent doesn't overwhelm all other things.
Handley says healthcare is much more than taking care of what ails you. Under the Affordable Care Act, health benefits now include prevention and wellness services. Handley says think of the doctor as a partner in your health.
I think it's great for people to actually reflect a little bit on what they're trying to accomplish by going to the doctor, what their personal goals are and their health goals, rather than just, here's the problem that brings me in today, especially when you're starting out with a new doctor.
But for some people, just getting basic information to make important health decisions can be a challenge.
Hola, buenas tardes. Hola, ¿qué tal? ¿Sus hijos?
This health fair at South Park is focused on the Latino community. Here, people can drop in and get their cholesterol, blood pressure, and glucose levels checked. Rudy Vasquez is operations director for CIMAR Community Health Centers. CIMAR hosts the annual fair. Vasquez says for many people here, a big challenge in getting basic health information is cultural.
The only time you went to the doctor was when you were really ill.
Vasquez says that's because most of the time people couldn't afford it. Vasquez understands that all too well. When he was young, his family knew going to the doctor was going to be costly, so he's been conditioned to live with pain since an early age.
Even now as I've gotten older, I'm sitting there going, wow, my pain tolerance is pretty high up there, you know, and I keep putting off the doctor.
Vasquez admits some old habits are hard to shake.
Here you are in the healthcare environment, and you know what delaying care is all about and what the impact is, and here you're doing it. And so I have to work on it constantly. So I'm assuming that a lot of population groups, especially those who were raised in very limited incomes, are probably having to do the same thing.
Vasquez says they're trying to change that kind of thinking. One of their goals is to help people understand the advantages of establishing care with a provider. One of the benefits is being able to reduce their risk for diabetes and asthma, two major health issues that are prevalent in the Hispanic community.
One of the next steps that we're engaging in is actually trying to identify those individuals who have enrolled to ensure that they're getting checked before it moves towards a crisis. You know, they end up in the ER or the hospital.
During the fair, CIMAR surveyed attendees to get an idea of what people know about their medical coverage. The information will guide health officials when they hold workshops on how to navigate the system. Vasquez says it's not enough that people have access to coverage. They need to know how to use it, too. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.